Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. 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 Geek.
In vintage and gold realm, where the fans unite, Steve Megatron leads us, igniting the night. Talking movies and games, pop culture galore. Altered Geek vibes always leaving us wanting more. Get altered, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Hello and welcome to a live, well, live to you, but video edition of Altered Geek. Joining me on this adventure into geekdom is my brother, Captain Ruggles Gaming.
Hello!
Hello out there in TV land.
Hello out there in TV land. How dare you?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, so this is our discussion on Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh boy, I can't wait!
That's something you would never hear Mickey Mouse say.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You're
like, oh,
oh boy, give it to me now!
Oh, you're gonna do the catchphrase.
LFG. What's that?
LFG.
Just say, let's
fucking go!
So in case nobody's noticed, we're talking about Deadpool and Wolverine, which is the third entry in the trilogy there. And, so what was your earliest entry into this trilogy? Like, was it the trailer video that was leaked, the CG video, or did you see the first film?
I saw the first film when Ryan Reynolds leaked the initial, where he's like sitting on the overpass with the boombox, and I'm like, wait a minute, Disney's not gonna approve this. Oh, it's Marvel. Oh, it's Deadpool. Okay. All right. And at first I thought it was like just some CGI thing that somebody made and threw it out there on the internet, like hoping it would gain traction. And no, it was actual footage that Ryan Reynolds had put together, and then it turned into a movie.
It's great. It's funny because he mentioned in an interview that I saw on, I forget which late night talk show host, but he says, there were only three people that had access to that footage. And he says, I'm not saying it was me, but it was one of the three of us that leaked it. And as you can imagine, it took off.
There's a big demand for it. He knew.
He knew. He wanted to do it anyway. But yeah, so there was that video that was leaked. And I think it was in... it was in Comic-Con, I think, of like 2014 or something, that they leaked that.
Right.
And then they came out with the first film in 2016. And there was a lot of stuff that I liked and a lot of stuff I didn't. But for the most part, I loved the dry humor and, you know, him and Colossus and yeah, there's quite a bit in there where he, you know, busting his hands, and then he's just wobbling around.
That was so funny. He turned around, did a twirl kick, what was it, 360 kick, bam, and broke his leg. And
yeah,
he's like,
and then he's just laying there on the ground, and then Colossus is dragging him, and he cuts his own hand off, and then he's like, woof.
Then later he gets the baby hand.
yeah. So I mean, there was a lot of funny parts in that movie, but I feel like they, with each one, they've kind of amped up certain aspects. Then we get to the second one, and then he gets, you know, his X-Force, and the only one worth anything was like Cable and Domino, and then he's got Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Peter. It was the first one, I think, was more on the raunchy side.
Yeah, for sure.
The second one was more on the comedic side.
Mm-hmm.
And as we rolled on into the third one, it was more well-rounded, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely well-rounded. The TVA, I feel like, would have lost a lot of people had they not seen the Loki series.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a bit in there that they kind of had wrapped up in that film from the TVA. And if you haven't seen that or seen, you know, Ant-Man 3, it kind of makes it difficult to really understand what's going on.
I like how they chose the universe with Logan as his home universe. Like,
oh, it was so fitting.
Like that, I think, goes back to the 2000 X-Men series. I think mm-hmm. doesn't that branch off to that? Because, yep. like in the third X-Men movie, they sent him back in time to try and fix this stuff. That's where we got Days of Future Past, and it created that alternate timeline. And then at the end of that is where you get Logan. But mm-hmm. that's also the timeline where Charles Xavier destroyed all of the, you know, X-Men and stuff on accident with his, you know, powers. So I liked how they set that up.
I like how they were like, well, we're not going to erase it and what it did, but we're going to continue on from there. And they're I was wondering how they were going to deal with that conundrum going into this film, because I'm like, well, he's dead, but also there's the multiverse. So it's like, which one are we going to pull from here? And they did both. And it was just funny because, like, I love, and that's the other thing I love about these films, is they start off 20 minutes into the film and then they go back in time.
It's just see how they got to that point.
Yeah.
Which is great. I liked where they're shown the different Wolverines as he was trying to track down the right one that he wanted.
Oh yeah. I mean, you had all of them were played by Hugh Jackman except for one.
Get the Cavalrine. Like, all right, you're the one. I guess not.
he's like, oh, we won't do you like Disney did. And there's all of those different versions. We had Old Man Logan, we had Patch, we had the Uncanny X-Men version where he's fighting the Hulk.
That was great.
Where he was on the giant.
Do you know who I am? I'm Marvel Jesus. Hulk smash.
He's like, yeah, he doesn't care. And then you had the like really short comic accurate Logan, which he's like, oh, you're a wee little guy, aren't you?
I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect it to be the short one. I'm like, no. What?
But it was the first time we've seen a live action Wolverine that wasn't Hugh Jackman in this film, which was Henry Cavill. And all the other ones were Hugh Jackman, which was kind of fitting. Plus, there's no end in sight for him playing the character now.
Yeah, he could play any variant of it as the time goes on. He can even go back to play another Old Man Logan at this point.
Oh, I know. Well, and it's funny because like this version of Logan that they pulled for this film actually is the same age as the one in the film Logan.
Yeah.
Oh, but he died of the adamantium poisoning, but it was more so they were using some kind of a drug that they put into all the food. Kind of like they, you know, do in real life. And they were killing the mutant gene, so he couldn't regenerate from the adamantium, which is what killed him. And this version of Wolverine wasn't, but he also was in the universe where his team died and he was the only survivor.
I think it was a good redemption arc for that version.
Too. Oh yeah, it was a great redemption, and it allowed them to team up and work together. And the beginning of the movie, you know, going back to that, we have even the version from Logan, and he's like, so you might be wondering how how this is going to work out, you know. And he throughout this film, he also poked fun at the fact that his wife is a millennial. With between the music and a lot of the jokes like that were in it, like the Gossip Girl joke because his wife was in it. And he's like, 216 bones in the human body, 217 if you're on Gossip Girl. And then he uses his like production company's name. He's like, okay, Maximum Effort. And then he starts like ripping them apart and flinging them at the TVA.
I didn't realize that his production company is called Maximum Effort.
Oh yeah.
That's oh, yeah. Pretty. So he pulled in Adam Sandler, the Happy Madison.
Oh yeah, totally. The Happy Madison thing. Yeah, oh,
that's great.
His company is Maximum Effort, and it's like a marketing and production company that he founded alongside another guy. And so like he uses it for like all of the like he did all the commercials with this Maximum Effort company and all of these, you know, partner companies that they did. Like Jack in the Box and, you know, the podcast one. And he's like, all right, let's listen to a bunch of Logan just screaming.
Yeah.
And then you hear him going. And he's like, okay, that was terrible. and they're playing their characters throughout all this stuff. I think they got a Christmas one too. That's coming right now for like just Christmas time because it's on Disney Plus now. But
yeah.
But yeah, it was just the marketing for it was great. Like they were on point for all of it. They were playing their characters, so it stayed in universe. So it was even funnier than just having them play themselves, you know, promoting the film. And they were literally on everything, you know, the popcorn buckets to, you know, ketchup and mustard. Like literally everything that had red and yellow.
Oh hell, I loved it too, and bringing the Backstreet Boys into that intro just
well, it made him relevant, but it was also like it was a millennial thing, and that's why he brought him in. And so like he's like, and then they had a break dancer come in and play that version of Deadpool while he was in the film flinging the bones, and he's like, I can't dance. He's like, so that guy was hired and he was professional. The guy had like a couple weeks to like throw that together and
hair.
Yeah, so it was funny. Shameless plug, Geekcast Radio Store. Yep,
you're I don't have same. A store. My wife made that.
Geekcastradio.com.
There you go.
Yeah,
I had to get me one of them mugs.
Yeah, I like it. It's very like very shiny. Got the microphone on it and everything. Yeah. Shameless plug right there. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry. You'll have to watch the video.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. It's a nice mug. I swear.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not a 12 ounce. It's a 15 ounce. Cause I was like, go big or go home. I'm like, I'll get a little bit bigger of a cup.
But you know what? For those of us that drink coffee, it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean,
just saying.
And it's super shiny.
Very, very yeah. shiny. You yeah. can't very go shiny. Wrong with shiny.
You can't put it in the dishwasher, but that's because it's got the printing put on it that they bake in. But it's fine. I like it how it is. But enough with the shameless plug. Back to Deadpool. but no, I mean that intro was just mind-bogglingly fun. As gruesome as it was, like I loved the fact that they put a musical number into it and then took us into the part of, you know, him getting dragged by the TVA.
Well, the way they did it made it not annoying in the Disney fashion.
Oh no. Right?
Cause Disney musicals suck. I'm just saying they suck. Well, they're annoying and I hate them, but the way they did this, they didn't make it a musical. They made it a dance routine with the action in it. And it just worked. So they need to let him take the reins on any future Marvel endeavors if they want to succeed financially.
And that was the thing is like, they wanted to shoehorn in the Marvels into this film. And he's like, it doesn't fit with the script. It's not going in. Like we're not doing it. And then like created some beef with,
Bob Iger.
Well, Iger and with Captain Marvel and Brie Larson and some other people. And so, but it's like, dude, it's his film. Like, he wanted to do it. And it's like, and that's why he was poking fun at the fact that he was, you know, Marvel's savior in the whole film, was because,
you know, did you know that he had some of them record actual scenes and he just cut it from the movie?
Yeah. That was so he could just get his way. Like, hey, he's not stupid.
I heard a lot of people in Hollywood are afraid of him now because of how influential him and his wife's movies were over the summer and how much money they made.
And it's because, if you look at it, a lot of his films are original, but it's because he's got his flavor stamped all over it. Like, this film is by far one of my favorites. There's Spirited. Have you seen that film? It's with Will Ferrell and him. And it's almost like a Scrooge situation. And Spirited is like a Charles Dickens story, kind of retold in a musical form. And Will Ferrell's in it with him. And he plays the ghost that's trying to redeem Ryan Reynolds.
That's great. I should watch that.
But what they don't tell you is Will Ferrell is actually a redeemed Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, no shit.
Into the middle of the movie. So it makes it like when that revelation, and I know I spoiled it, but when that revelation comes, like, everything else makes sense. And Ryan Reynolds is like this guy that's like, screw him. Like, there's a part where they go back in time to Ebenezer Scrooge's time and they start singing something, and the verbiage for it is basically like off, but in old lingo. And so they're singing, it's almost like the South Park song, but they're singing it in old lingo in the 1800s timeline, telling everybody to screw off. And it's hilarious because the way that it's portrayed, but it's a musical and it's funny. Like, and the only reason I knew about it was because they did a TikTok video where they were doing like the time lapse thing. Like, he's like, I can be black, I can be blue, that video.
Okay.
And then,
yeah.
And then at the end, Will Ferrell jumps in and then they start like, so it's really funny.
So that's why they did that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was totally worth it. But it was funny. Like, but it made sense. Great. So I definitely recommend that movie, but then there's, like, he did The Adam Project.
Oh, that was a really good movie. I liked that one.
It was time travel, but it was also a paradox, you know, and so it was just really good, really well done, original. He had Red Notice.
I did like Red Notice.
And Free Guy.
Free Guy was really awesome.
And they're doing a second one of that. But I mean, that's like,
great.
But it's because then when they got bought by Disney, from Fox, that's when he was able to throw in the Hulk arm and the lightsaber and Captain America's shield.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they weren't done with the film, and it was during COVID, and then they got bought out, and then he's like, really pretty, please? Can I throw these in here? And they're like, yeah, go for it. And that's why they had Chris Evans show up, and he's like, at the coffee shop.
That's mine!
Yeah. And so, like, they've been doing these cameo things back and forth over the years, and so that's why they got him pretty easily for this movie. Same thing with Jennifer Garner coming back as Elektra in this film. And she was in The Adam Project, and so was Mark Ruffalo. So he was surrounding himself by Marvel people.
Tactfully, and he created, I think he was doing that to create network.
Oh yeah, for sure. Brilliant. He's doing the Adam Sandler thing, but he's bringing them on a little at a time, a little at a time, until he has his arsenal, and then he's got all of his backers, and it makes them, you know, powerful like Adam Sandler. And then
because I heard like Adam Sandler is one of the richest people in Hollywood because
he dresses like a bum.
Yeah, yeah. He dresses like a bum, but he's the richest person in Hollywood because he's not controlled by the masses of the Hollywood elite. He has his own separate entity, and he employs his SNL friends and their acquaintances.
And then then he's paid by Netflix to put out films. And then he's what he's done for the last 20 years is he's purposely made movies where he wants to go on vacation. like he wants to take his family on vacation, but he gets the production to pay for it. So he's like, Africa, Hawaii.
Like the one with what was it, Bedtime Stories?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of them, and then the one with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh yeah, yep, yeah. They went to an island. Yeah, so I mean, it's just funny because he purposely does it, but he keeps surrounding himself with a lot of the same people, like Drew Barrymore is in like three of his films, and then, but I mean, Ryan Reynolds is very much doing this, and that's why we got Gambit for the first time.
Yeah,
which, yeah, he knocked it out of the park.
Honestly, that was he actually sounded like the cartoon version. You know, he Channing Tatum did good.
Which, yeah, I totally agree. And it's funny because he was in Free Guy. he was the creepy dude with the kid that was playing his avatar. You know, and the I'm talking to the guy. Sitting in his office, like eating Twizzlers or whatever it is, you know, just it was just super gross. And you know,
wasn't that one where he like he said he called him up and said, "Hey, can I have you come do this part?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, "What part is it? This? Oh, all right. What the hell?" I think he said he was drunk or some shit.
Yeah, something. I don't know, but it was just funny because the way they dragged him into it, you know, and
just fit.
Oh yeah, totally fit. But I mean, like. But it worked out, you know, and then you get Wesley Snipes back in this one, and then...
There can only be one Blade.
Yeah, he was poking fun at Disney over that one, because they hired another actor to play the character, and but they still can't get it off the ground.
Well, that's of why course.
Like, there can only be one Blade.
It's not Wesley Snipes.
No. I hope they bring all those guys back for the next two Avengers films.
Well, it's like you said, the way that they're going, you know, now that they've got Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom, it's heading down that path that you already predicted.
Oh, yeah. The minute I saw that, I'm like, I know who's coming back. Like, I know they're going to bring back, like, anybody that's capable. I for sure think we're going to get a lot of the old X-Men coming back.
You get a lot of the old X-Men. And a lot of the ones that left the Marvel because they were done with it, because now they're going to need money because Hollywood's in deep shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to come back.
Here's the other funny part. Do you recall like the Avengers films where Hawkeye was not there fighting with them?
Yeah, there was some. Yeah.
Yeah. They lost whenever Hawkeye wasn't around.
Which is ironically funny.
Which means,
it's just like they lose when Batman's not around for DC.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
The guy without powers is the reason you won.
Yep. Well, it's like Iron Man. I mean, he doesn't have powers, but he's got a suit and a lot of money.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. He's.
But yeah, it's Hawkeye. Like, he's getting a season two, I guess, of his show.
See, I don't mind Hawkeye.
I don't either.
He's, in my opinion, he's fine. They could have done his show a little better. However, it wasn't as bad as all the others.
No. The one with Loki,
that one was probably one of the best ones.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I didn't like any of the other series outside
of Tom hits it on the park.
Yeah, every time.
Dude, I love him. He's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now he's their, you know, their watcher over the timelines. Like he is the Loom, and so it's
which is kind of ironic because he's like the god of mischief, and now he's in charge of all time and space.
But you know what that means? He's pulling the strings.
Yeah, he gets to pick what happens and when, yeah. and how so it happens.
I'm thinking he's going to pluck certain versions of the Avengers out or X-Men from different timelines, having seen it sitting in his throne.
Well, because they're in the middle of destroying all the different universes and trying to bring it at all to one.
Yep.
Because there's too many timelines, and they're trying to fix all the time variants.
Yep. And so I think they'll fix it pretty well. But yeah, I mean, what did you think of the Netherworld that they sent Deadpool to?
That, you know, because I'd seen that in the Loki version. Mm-hmm. And except it was a different part. This one was a desert instead of,
oh yeah,
you know, just like a dead land. It was a desert. And, I thought it was pretty fitting. And then you see Sabretooth and Toad, and then you see Chris Evans and you're like, Captain America. And then it's like, flame on. And it's and he, the way that they put that in there was perfect because it fooled everybody. Because
mm-hmm.
everyone was thinking, yeah, everyone thought it was a variant of Captain America because he's dead in the Avengers now, technically, because of old age. So here you go, the Human Torch. And now they've taken care of that loose end. So now Chris Evans is just Captain America. And this new Marvel movie they're coming out with, the Fantastic Four, now they're going to have their new guy to play that.
Yep.
So,
and then it's funny because Robert Downey Jr. was the original choice for Dr. Doom.
That's funny. And yeah, they chose him to do Iron Man instead.
Yeah. And now he's playing Dr. Doom.
I think he'll do really good at that just because that's his type of thing. He could put himself into any character because, you know, he's the guy that's a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Yeah. He's like new armor, same man. So I think what we're going to see is it's not going to be Victor Von Doom. And if it is, it's going to be him in Tony Stark's body.
Yeah. Cause I think in the comics he did that.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily, I think he did. Did he do Tony Stark?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Because he hopped around a few.
Yeah, he did that. And I think it wouldn't be beyond to reanimate Tony Stark either.
And yeah, like two different versions there. They could.
Yeah. So, I mean, they could do that. They could also have one of the synthetic humans, like what they had for Agent Coulson and.
Or hell, even like the Vision.
Yeah. Oh, I could see him going any of those directions, but
because I could see Tony Stark put into like Jarvis form and mm-hmm. put into an Iron Man suit. So it's just the suit with his, you know, digitized brain in it.
He would be like, this is Tony Stark online.
Throwing the same old jokes, but he's basically AI version.
Yeah, he's bothering Rhodey. You know, you really should get this thing dry clean every once in a while.
It smells like you.
I think it was funny though in that desert scene though, where Wolverine finally got to take care of Sabretooth.
Yeah,
and it's something you were like, oh come on, he could have so done that in the Marvel or in the Fox films and never did it.
But you got to remember in the Fox films, that was like brother. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't.
Well, this version wasn't the brother, but in the other one he was. But it was. He wasn't for killing per se, but he wasn't against it. He just didn't do it. But after losing all the X-Men, that probably changed his mind.
Yeah, this one's definitely not afraid of taking him out. The Logan from the main timeline, he definitely had a moral ethic.
He had a conscience.
Yeah.
He thought actions have consequences and I should not kill. And then.
So then we had that. We had Toad. We had them taking them to Cassandra Nova, which I was not familiar with the character before going into it.
Yeah, I wasn't too familiar with, I'm like the sister of Professor X. Okay.
Like, and I guess she's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they chose that as their big bad. All right. I mean, it worked, but
it worked.
So not something I expected.
No, I mean, and they kind of misled in the trailers anyway. You thought that Dr. Doom was going to be in it based on like the satellite thing going online, but it wasn't. They kept surprisingly all of the cameos very tight-lipped, which I was surprised. They kept all of the Wolverines surprise. I mean, you knew they were getting a variant regardless, but.
Yeah, yeah, and you knew it was going to be the same old Wolverine. You just know which variant it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they gave him his uniform finally.
It actually, it fits. It wasn't as bad as people thought it was going to be.
No, I mean, well, in, you know, in 2000, like, everybody thought that those, you know, oh, we need leather pants and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, like, give him the actual costume.
Well, back then they're like, oh, that's for the cartoon. It's tacky. And
yeah,
but that's their uniforms for their X-Men, X-Force, whatever.
Well, and it's like, that's why in the X-Men 97 on Disney Plus, when they continued the series from the old 90s show, there was a joke in it from Cyclops and he goes, what'd you expect? You know, leather pants. Because they changed uniforms back to like a classic uniform at one point, like from the comics, and right. So it was just kind of funny. Which that one's good too. But yeah, I've loved the fact they've kept Hugh Jackman around, and the fact that they've made the joke now that, you know, playing him till you're 90, and then they're talking about keeping him around for the next like 10, 15 years in film is just mind boggling. He'll go on. He'll probably go down and. As like the longest an actor has played a character.
But the thing is, it doesn't get old with him because he does it so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
He was
great.
My son Mark loves Wolverine. That's his favorite character.
They're coming out with a figure of this one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's that coming out?
It should be coming out anytime, so I would keep your eyes open. It's a Marvel Legend figure, and it's Hugh Jackman. Like, it's got two different heads.
Christmas. And then,
yes, and a couple of, like, he's got ones with the claws and then ones with the fists. So so they'll have those two versions, and that's coming out anytime now.
That's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the other one. They have the one where he's wearing the plaid in the bar, like...
Yeah,
that one's coming out too, but I don't see any need for that one. Like, I'm like, give me the uniform, man.
Oh yeah, gotta have the uniform one.
Well, I have the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, which, you know, figure of that, and so from the No Way Home, and I have no doubt they're gonna bring him into this new Marvel.
I hope so, dude. Out of all the Spider-Men, Tobey Maguire is still top dog for me.
Oh yeah,
I still think he's the best one.
That's the only thing reason I watched that movie was because he was in it.
Tom Holland's not bad, but he's not the greatest.
And neither is Andrew Garfield.
And neither one of them want to do it anyways.
Well, they both are open to it. Andrew Garfield's like definitely more open to it. There's talks that they might bring his version in with Venom, and then Toby is. I think the front runner for.
Did they just kill Venom off?
I don't know. I haven't seen the third movie.
The third movie, apparently, I haven't seen it, but just based on bits and pieces that I've watched, apparently Venom's gone.
Do you remember, though, at the end of No Way Home, the Venom scene where Eddie Brock and part of the symbiont like ended up in the main timeline?
Ooh.
There was a part of the goo, like probably about the size of a quarter on the bar when everybody got sent back to their time.
But was that the after credit scene?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that. I should.
Yeah, they left that. And I was like, oh, they're setting it up so they can bring Venom in.
So by him technically dying in the Venom series, his little tiny piece is off in the next universe.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that Tom Holland will end up wearing the black suit at some point, and Toby will be the one to be like, nah, you want to stay away from that. What were some of your favorite parts of this, this particular film though?
Oh, for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
I liked all the Deadpools coming in to fight them, and they like take them all out. turn around like, oh, they're regenerating. But the one that didn't regenerate, it's like, oh, shit.
It was
when do you regenerate? I don't regenerate. You'll be fine. You'll be okay.
He's like, we'll get it kickstarted for you. And then he starts dragging him over to the thing. Until he gets, like,
stay destroyed. With me. I just want you to die so I can have your dog.
Well, he wanted
dog pool.
Golden guns too.
He wanted dog pool and he wanted the golden Desert Eagles.
Yeah, and so he shows him to Wolverine and he's like, you're sick, you know that.
He's like,
but look at these.
But look, he wasn't going to use them anyways. He's dead. It's like, his buddy came in with on the bicycle.
Peter,
yeah,
Peter Poole. That was funny though. Like I
think it
was
he took it off, and they're just like. All the Deadpools just stopped and looked. Peter!
Yeah, they all stopped and said it.
They're like, stop! He's with me. And they're like, listen to Peter! Peter said he's with him! Stop fighting! And it's funny, just the one guy, no powers whatsoever, just wearing the suit. They all listen to him. It's great.
Yeah, because they're like, everybody has a Peter.
Little innuendo joke there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I thought it was funny though that Ryan played Wade, Deadpool and Nicepool as Gordon Reynolds. Nicepool was Gordon Reynolds.
reminded me of his Ridgemount High type persona. Another favorite part was when they were fighting their way in to Professor X's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to see everyone else in action. Gambit, Blade, Elektra, and then the daughter of Wolverine.
X-23.
Yeah. I was surprised that they brought her into that. Now, is she the one from his universe or a different one?
Yep.
So she is the one from that universe.
Yep. They purged her and sent her to the void. So
I hope they keep her around because that she did very well in that. That was
well. They brought her back to her own timeline.
Yeah,
with Deadpool and Peter, and they brought Logan over too. But
whose timeline do you think they're gonna choose to be the main timeline? Do you think it's gonna be Deadpool's?
No, I think they'll merge. I think his people will end up over in the prime timeline. But I think we'll also end up with other instances of certain characters from other timelines all merging over. And so we'll end up with, you know, some variants of people playing the same, you know, person that they played before. And then in some instances, new actors. But this film, they actually had so many cameos. Just from people playing old characters, they had, you know, Chris Evans as Johnny Storm. They had Wesley Snipes as Blade, Jennifer Garner as Elektra. They had Happy Hogan, John Favreau, Daphne Keene as Laura X-23. And then you had, besides Cavill, because they called him the Cavalrine in credits. It's not even the Wolverine, it's the Cavalrine. Even on IMDb, they brought Pyro from the original X films, Sabretooth, Yukio, Colossus. They had Dance Pool. That's what they named the Deadpool at the beginning as Nick Pauly. They picked the ugliest dog in the world to play dog pool.
Thought that was brilliant. So the dog, he let the dog lick him in the face.
And Hugh Jackman is just like,
I know, he's just like, ugh.
He's like, what is this? This is where it gets funny, though, with all the different Deadpools. They have Lady Pool, which is Blake Lively, his wife. They have Kid Pool,
which is his son. It's one of his kids.
Daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah. And then Head Pool is Nathan Fillion. Cowboy Pool. Yeah. Cowboy Pool is Matthew McConaughey.
That's funny.
Well, it's funny because when the movie came out, I was looking at Twitter because people had posted the credits all over. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
The cowboy one is Matthew McConaughey makes sense because he's a Texan.
Yeah, he's like, all right, let's get him. You know? Baby Pool is Ryan's other daughter. And then Welsh Pool is the brother of another guy that's a part of one of his companies. They have Canada Pool. And then they had Samurai Pool. They had the Russian. They had Harold Pool. They had there were so many different ones. They even brought Lady Deathstrike, Toad, Bullseye, Psylocke, like from various films, back into this. And it's just the amount of cameos they dumped into this was insane, but it was just, it didn't feel overwhelming. It was fun.
And he took a pay cut to pay for extra writing for this too, to make it flow the way it did, from my understanding.
Which I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, he's making it on the back end for the marketing, and I mean, he is the marketer for it. So I mean,
yeah,
he's gonna do well. But the fact
he's really good at marketing, man. Holy moly! Yeah. Plus, he made Mint Mobile too, so he made a lot of money off that.
Mm-hmm. And then he had the liquor company that's on the airlines, like the on Virgin Air. Like he
wasn't that the one that him and Hugh Jackman are going back and forth with? That they're two different liquor companies or some shit.
Well, his is, I think Hugh Jackman's was like a coffee, and they were like they made a mock commercial for each other, like produced a commercial for each other's, you know, stuff. And Ryan
put, like, I remember watching that.
This beautiful commercial for, you know, the coffee for Hugh Jackman, and then Hugh Jackman's supposed to do one for Ryan Reynolds, like alcohol one, and he's like, man, that was beautiful, and he's like, it's yours, and he's like, no, and then they play it, and then he's like, it's crap, and then he's pouring it out, and then he just throws the bottle, and he just walks away, like, it was like his whole commercial. But yeah, and then they definitely were teasing stuff with the Avengers with one of the promo commercials where he's telling him, you know, Wolverine's telling everybody turn their volume down on their phones and don't answer their phones in the theater. And they were like babbling about like, oh, they're going to do this in the Avengers, blah, 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 blah. Like, and they sort of beeping stuff out. And
on the TV screen and the TVA where it shows Thor crying over Deadpool. He's like, wait, is that Thor crying over me?
I thought and that, it was, that was an outtake. That was the funny part. It was an outtake of Thor from The Dark World. Like, they just used it.
Which is great. Because that does more teasing and stuff. Now, for Mr. Fantastic, I hope they use John Krasinski.
I hope, but they also did that already. And that film kind of flopped hard.
Because I thought he fit the...
Oh, he definitely does.
He fits the character well. And I think they squandered an opportunity there to recruit him for that role. Because I think that was in the... that wasn't in Wanda. That was in...
Doctor Strange 2.
Yep. Doctor Strange... the madness,
multiverse
of madness. That's what it was. Yeah, and they squandered John Krasinski in that role.
Well, and then they've never resolved the issue with that film either, with Doctor Strange or with the Scarlet Witch. And I've heard they're bringing her back.
It's a giant question mark, like cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, it's like they did it and then they didn't know where to go after they finished it, which is,
I mean, rather poor writing.
Yeah.
Poor writing.
That's what happens when you try and shoehorn too many plot lines together. I mean, that's why Spider-Man 3 flopped, like the old one. And then they did it again, but they did it in the current universe with all three Spider-Men, and it worked.
Yeah, that was great. I think Jon Favreau was behind that one.
Well, I don't know if he was behind it, but I know that he was, you know, they were all part of it, and he has a lot of say in Marvel. And
yeah, Star he had Wars. A lot of influence on it.
Well, he also launched the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Iron Man 1 and 2. So, I mean, you can't mess with perfection.
He's the reason they made money, and since they've been listening to him less and less over the years, they've been making dog shit after dog shit.
Although, if you've been noticing, they've been backpedaling on a lot of stuff on Disney and Marvel and Star Wars, and they're kind of starting to get, you know, their head out of the sand and listen to people and be like, oh, we like making money.
Yeah, well, I think they've already ruined a lot. It's going to take a lot. If Ryan Reynolds does not lead the charge on this, you're not going to see a return of viewers. I'm going to put that out there right now. If Ryan Reynolds is not directing and leading the charge on the new Marvel Universe continuation and bringing everything back together, it's going to flop. Because people are burnt out on everything else. And his humor and the way he does his movies connects with people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like he's definitely got it dialed in, and it's I mean, part of it's him, and then part of it's the fact that he wants a good story, and that's something that a lot of these places just don't have.
And he doesn't give a shit what the company says.
No,
he says we're gonna do it my way or the highway or not at all. And they took the profits from that movie too. Disney did. And they funneled it into other projects, I heard.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. They don't really strike me as brilliant.
No, their board and CEO are all halfwits.
Sadly, yeah. So where would you like to see them take this in the future, like with the follow-up film? Like, because, you know, there's going to be one, even though he's like, oh, no.
Like, as far as more X-Men or as far as
the
connecting it with the rest of connecting it?
Well, connecting it, but like even these two did really well together. So I can honestly say that they'll probably do a fourth film in this part of the franchise.
I was about to say, I hope they do one more film with Deadpool and Wolverine in their own little adventure in Deadpool's actual universe before they start connecting the dots with the rest of Marvel.
That I hope
would
that
be
too.
The smart move, in my opinion, because that would then hype it up. Because at the end of that, you can then tease connection.
Yeah.
Right. And then that will lead you up into, you know, the next set.
I'm hoping they do away with the whole TVA thing.
Oh, I'm sure they will, and I think Dr. Doom's gonna have something to do with that.
I can't wait, honestly. I'm so tired of seeing the TVA popping up and stuff. I'm like, just give me like a non-convoluted story. Something fun. Like I want entertainment. Like I don't want a bunch of convoluted, like, oh, I have to watch 50 other things to understand this.
Yeah, because I only watched Hawkeye. I watched like half of WandaVision before I lost interest, and then I watched Loki and the TVA. But that's it. Everything else I skipped because I didn't care. You know, even the new Captain America. And, you know, I didn't give a shit about that either. I'm like, it's nothing against the actor. I like him and who he plays, but not as Captain America.
Well, and seeing they did this in the comics too, like 10 years ago. And I didn't have a problem with it because it was a natural progression. Like, he was passing the torch, and it wasn't like they were trying to, like,
yeah,
remake the character. They were just passing the torch, like, because, you know, the same thing happened to Steve Rogers. And I didn't have a problem with that. However,
I guess I'm trying to say they should have handled it better.
I think they should have kept it with Bucky, with him. And you would have had this nice, like, two guys that used to work with the original Captain America kind of keeping each other in check.
Yeah.
And then instead of doing like what they did in, you know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then doing like the Thunderbolts, like, I have no interest in this. It's like Star Trek doing Section 31, which is like DC's like Suicide Squad. Like, I have no interest in it whatsoever. They're all villains. Like, why would I care about that?
Like Suicide Squad.
It was crap.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
And it's like the Section 31 Trek film that's coming to Paramount Plus.
Oh, God.
In the next like couple months. It's going to be horrible.
Well, the thing is, villains sell if it's the right villains. Not all villains sell.
No.
Almost all superheroes sell, of the main ones.
Well, it's like over in China and Japan, the heroes are what sells the film.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you notice, like, that's why, like, if you look at, like, the toys, they have a million Optimus Primes. Very little of the villains. Like,
you have two variants of Megatron, but you have, like, 20 different Optimus Primes.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's why I like the Beast Wars figures, like the masterpiece. That's why most of the characters are Maximals.
Like, they'll sell. They sell.
Yeah, and that's what they say, like, they will sell. And so it's like Dragon Ball Z. Like, you can't find Goku anywhere, or like Gogeta, like the ultimate hero. Like, you can find the other ones because people are like, I mean, they're a hero, but they're not the hero. It's like Optimus Prime. You can't find him in the store because he's the hero. Like Iron Man. You can't find him in the store because he's the hero. Like, I mean, it's you're kind of playing in that same court, which is why I know this Wolverine figure is going to sell like hotcakes when it comes out. Because again, the hero. Plus 25 years of nostalgia that people are playing off of at this point.
Yeah.
Like our generation, you know, that grew up on this, we're like, yeah, bring him back. You know, bring more of these guys back. We're like, great.
It's old school, man.
I like how they figured out how to write out Ben Affleck's Marvel character. Daredevil.
I like the Netflix guy better.
Yeah, well, it's funny because they asked Carmen Electra's or Jennifer Garner's version of Electra, and she's like, yeah, I killed him. About Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, I killed him. Yeah,
who's Daredevil?
Yeah.
Killed him. Gone.
But yeah, I mean, this film was definitely well worth it. Well worth the wait. I love the intro. Like, to me, that's, even though it's so horrible to watch, like, it's still one of my favorite parts because the way they break it up, like, he's grabbing the camera and you get the credits and, you know, then they're doing the dance thing and then they're throwing stuff. And then it's like, so, I mean, it's jumping all over the place. It's very much a music video.
With yeah, action. It basically is.
So it's fun.
And just the amount of TVA he wrecked, just
slaughter. Well, and it's funny because he's like, this guy knows what I'm talking about. And he's like, who are you calling? He says, you're calling your mother? And he's like, I'm calling HR. And then he's like, it's funny because like he's about to land right on his face, like when he jumps through the portal. And the guy's like, like, and then Deadpool like reappears elsewhere. But no, I mean, the whole film had so many twists and turns and a lot of fun. And then I like the scene. He's like, baby knife.
Yeah, that was good.
He's like, stab, stab, baby knife. and then when he's pulling him back out later before he fights Sabretooth, he's like, you look ridiculous. And then he goes, like, pulls it. He's like, and he goes, baby knife. Like, when he pulls it out again. Just the pot shots. But it reminds me of, like, when I saw Van Wilder.
Yeah.
The first time. And he's, like, talking to somebody. He's like, write that down.
It was Ryan Reynolds fashion all the way through.
Oh yeah, and that's what sold this film. Plus Hugh Jackman. I mean, and then the end where they
who doesn't like Hugh Jackman at this point?
Oh, I know. Well, it's funny because when they at the end when they're having to connect the wires between the two sides of the particle accelerator down in the basement, and then he's like. And he's like, I can't reach. And then he joins in, and then he just goes, shink. And then, like, the claws come out, and then it connects them. And then, like, the uniform explodes off of Wolverine, and Deadpool just goes, looks at him like this, and goes.
He's just like, look at those pecs. Muscles.
He's like, still got it. And then when they get in the TVA, he's like, put your shirt on. Because everybody's staring at him. Yeah, I don't know. It was nice because they gave a redemption arc finally to his character, the Wolverine, and let him kind of hang out. And then he got to, with him and be like kind of part of the family after screwing up. And
yeah,
it just made it fun. So I think that's about as far as we can take it on this one.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they do next with it.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what news we get next year as far as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because if Ryan Reynolds is involved, it can always go up. If he's not,
down.
Yeah. So, but I have a feeling they're going to use him a little bit more than they expected. And I think they're going to rely on a lot of the original Avengers to come back, and even if they're variants, because now remember they could still pull Cap from the past.
Yeah, that's true.
Like where, because there is a point in time where he's like not there. And it leads me to believe that possibly, because there's always the possibility of going back in time and pulling him and be like, hey, we need to unbench you.
And there's the possibility of putting him back where he was before he got pulled.
Yep.
So, yeah, like he could be years in this timeline and then put back to where he was.
So what would you like to promote before we head on out of here? What do you got going on?
Oh, I got on my channel coming at the end of December some more role play following the Far Cry series that I did with my old buddy Zolas. And so we're continuing that fun on Captain Ruggles Gaming over here on YouTube.
And you still play with the Fart Clan, do you not?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing a lot of Warhammer 40K. We got a lot of them with Mini on there. He's like 77 years old. So if you want to hear an old guy say a bunch of random shit that's hilarious, it is the best.
Is like, he really that old?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was in the hospital last weekend, but he's back in the game again.
Man, but I remember playing him at Battlefield 4.
Dude, it's been like I've been playing with these guys for like 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
So it's great, I grew up with these guys, and so we all still play. We just play different stuff now because there's no Battlefield to play anymore.
Yeah, because they're all crap.
They're all garbage. But
well, and then the servers don't stay.
Yeah.
Punkbuster, I'm looking at you for Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I'm hoping the next Battlefield next year. They say it's going back to the roots. If it does, and they have like servers and stuff, and it goes back to the way it was. I am going to buy a server and host it for the Fart Clan for everybody to recongregate and get all 20 plus of us back on there.
Yeah, you might
at least see those of us are then. Still around anyway.
Yeah, you'll probably see some of us return as long as they go back to the roots, because like Battlefield 1 was okay, Battlefield 5 was crap.
And that's because they gave up on Battlefield 5 to work on 2042, and then they scrapped 2042 halfway through, and then they decided that they were going to do a hero shooter out of it with the Battle Royale, and then scrapped the Battle Royale while they did the hero shooter. And then it came out without a single player, which was the first time ever, because they didn't have enough time to finish it, and EA was pushing them, and they had wasted a year and a half making this piece of crap. And then they came out, then the original guys of Battlefield 3 and 4 made Portal, which was an add-on to 2042, which then brought Battlefield 1942, Bad Company 2, and Battlefield 3 and 4 stuff into it, which basically that's what everyone was playing.
It gave them life by going back to the classics.
Yeah, so I think they learned their lesson on no hero shooter, go back to the class system, so I think we're going to see return to that. That's and if good. We do, you'll see me return to that as well.
Likewise.
And don't forget, visit geekcastradio.com.
Don't forget, watch Captain Ruggles Gaming.
Copy that.
New episodes constantly. I it seems like I see them on the episode, like on the feed on the website. I'm like, oh, there's a new episode. Oh, there's a new episode.
I've been doing long form videos for Monday and Wednesday. And then I usually live stream, always live stream, usually on a Friday or Saturday, one of the two or both. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll throw in a Thursday, but yeah.
That's on the schedule. So that's about it for this episode of Alter Geek discussing Deadpool and Wolverine. And again, want to thank you for joining me on this episode to discuss this awesome film and, have your commentary of your favorite parts and getting to discuss where we think it will go in the future, even though we kind of snowballed all over the place.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And then for the listeners, if part of this episode's a little janky as far as the edit, it's first time messing with video in quite some time. So expect that to improve over the coming year. So as I plan to do more, as you can see, the surround around this, which you'll see when it gets published, but I didn't have time to redo it. So I like rehashed an old one that I used when I was doing the Battlefield 1 preview, like the alpha. And I had this like overlay that I made, and I'm like, I don't have time to make a new overlay. Here we go. So, yeah. So anyways, until next time, get all of your geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Riding the waves of sci-fi and tech, we'll conquer the cosmos, what the heck? From Batman's shadows to Iron Man's flight, our geeky adventures take off like a kite. In a world where pixels paint the skies, gather round, friends, let's amplify our cries. Wolverine's claws sharpen, the battles ignite. Steve's got the insights guiding us right. Alter Geeks here, no limits in sight. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name. From classic icons to new sci-fi dreams, with every episode we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh, keep the spirits high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name.